sad.
Not sad, it's just you can't understand why she acts the way she does. She acts kind of.
She's pouting.
Yeah, but if it, you can see why somebody might be pouting and that kind of thing.
If somebody knew the feelings.
Yeah, but if it's not that way, but it's just that you can't understand why she acts the way she does. Like if somebody's pouting, you can understand somebody may hurt her feelings, but she's just acting ways that just don't seem like you might say sometimes she acts kind of what?
Crazy.
Okay. Now the word queer, would you ever say that? Like she acts kind of queer?
Well, it could be.
Okay. What would that mean to you? Like, give me some examples how you might use the word queer.
That don't speak, don't talk to nobody. Always wants to be by themselves. That's what I'm saying.
Has that word changed its meaning for you any in recent years? Or do you know any other meanings?
Well, I know lots of meaning, but they just say it. And they say lots of time men, he's a queer man. He stays by himself unless he's with another man.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't go with nobody but men.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I call he's a queer.
All right. And now somebody who makes up his mind and nothing in the world can make him change it and say he's mighty what?
He's mighty queer.
No, he wouldn't be queer just because he'd make up his mind about something and want to change it. Like maybe try to convince him he's wrong, but he just won't listen to
him. He's stubborn.
Okay. Are there any other ways you might say stubborn?
Well, stupid.
Okay, well, if you're arguing with somebody, you might say, well, don't be so, what?
So stupid.
Okay. And now somebody that you can't joke with, you can't joke with them without losing his temper. You know, you try to talk to him and you kind of joke with him, they always lose their temper and say he's mighty what?
Sensitive.
Okay. Or if somebody just loses his temper when the slightest little thing goes wrong.
I said he's sensitive.
Are there any other ways you'd say that?
Yeah. I don't know. You just don't want to talk.
But what would you say about instead of saying he's sensitive, you might say he's what?
Sensitive about, and it's a don't think it's anybody's business.
Uh-huh. But you'd say he's really what?
He's really queer fella.
Okay. And then if you were with somebody like that, you'd say, I was just kidding him, but I didn't know he'd get what?
Mad.
Okay. And if he's a bad temper all the time, you say he's what?
Let him alone.
Okay, but how would you say he is, though? If he always has a bad temper, he's real what?
I don't know.
Well, you know people who always have a bad temper. How do you say they are?
And just a bad temper.
Okay.
And I just leave him alone.